The second season of the political sitcom Alpha House begins streaming on Amazon tonight. The series revolves around four fictional Republican senators who share a Washington, D.C. townhouse. And it's written and produced by Gary Trudeau, creator of the comic strip Doonesbury. Reporter John Kalish caught up with him during filming, and he has this preview.
Alpha House was one of Amazon Studios' first original productions. Amazon is notoriously tight-lipped about its data harvests, and the producers of Alpha House say they don't know how many people watched the first season. But Gary Trudeau, who's used to working solo on Doonesbury, says he enjoyed working with a production team of more than 100. Trudeau is the creator, writer, and executive producer of Alpha House.
There are people who think of Alpha House as kind of 3D Doonesbury, that it has a lot of similarities in the way it's organized, in the way the stories are braided together, and the extended family. We have up to 26 recurring or regular characters now, which is an awful lot for a sitcom.
Longtime fans of Doonesbury will recognize Trudeau's touch in Alpha House. It has the same astute political humor and stinging satire that has earned the comic strip legions of fans and a Pulitzer Prize. In season two of Alpha House, the daughter of the North Carolina senator, portrayed by John Goodman, has her own reality TV show, The Real Daughters of D.C.
So America is like this awesome house party that's been going for almost 200 years. And it's our generation's responsibility to keep the party going, you know? But me and the other DC daughters are totally big tentish about it because millennials are all about diversity. We don't care whether you're rich or white or educated or thin or too thin or rich. You name it, we don't judge. Because we're what America looks like now.
The send-up of the reality TV show was inspired in part by an actual show starring the daughter of Senator John McCain, who along with Senator Elizabeth Warren makes a cameo appearance in Alpha House's second season. In the sitcom, these fictional senators grapple with such hot-button political issues as NSA spying, voter suppression, and sexual assault in the military. Again, Alpha House creator Gary Trudeau.
It's not quite as topical as we hope it feels, in the sense that it's not perishable. It's not so ephemeral that a few weeks later people are going to completely forget about the issue. They tend to be broader issues and political themes. But we do want to create the sense of freshness, of crackling authenticity.
On the set, Trudeau has developed a reputation as a detail-oriented executive producer. But it's his abilities as a writer that have drawn John Goodman, Wanda Sykes, and others into the Alpha House stable.
This is one of those jobs where you go to work and you can't wait to say the words that the writer has written for you.
Mark Consuelos plays Florida's Cuban-American Senator Andy Guzman. The 43-year-old actor has movie star good looks. His character in Alpha House seduces his wedding planner, and his fiancé busts him for bedding Alpha House's Croatian housekeeper.
I think part of the reason why he does that is because he enjoys weaseling his way out of it. He's pretty slick, oily, I would say, and he's a womanizer.
People think you're the next John Edwards. No campaign wants to be put through that nightmare.
What nightmare? I'm getting married, for God's sake.
But you'll just make it worse if you're busted again. Right now, nobody cares if you're doing your housekeeper. And your housekeeper, she's not an illegal.
She won't be. I'm working on it.
Sex and sexual preferences provide much fodder for the comedy here. The Mormon senator from Nevada seems to be a closeted gay man, and when he spills the beans at a press conference that his lesbian chief of staff is both pregnant and about to marry the lesbian staffer of another Republican senator, emotions fly.
That was perfect. People are already tweeting about the GOP gay wedding. It's a hashtag.
We're not getting married.
Oh?
I gotta call my parents.
Your parents? Why?
Oh, they don't know I'm gay. Or pregnant.
I think there are a lot of TV shows that have heart, where you love the characters. And then there are other TV shows, comedies, that have a lot of bite and edge to them.
Jonathan Alter is a veteran journalist and author of best-selling political histories. He serves as one of the sitcom's executive producers.
Not many shows have both heart and bite. And I think that's true of both Doonesbury and Alpha House. On the show, we take some shots at these Republican senators, but you also find yourself rooting for them.
Gary Trudeau says that a few weeks after season two starts streaming, he'll know if Alpha House gets a go-ahead for a third season. If that happens, he'll continue to put his comic strip Doonesbury on hold, except for Sundays. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish in New York.